Hey, hey, it's you, Linda Renee, aka Docu Rock, and this is another episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock. And so this podcast is affiliated with the nonprofit Heal on Purpose, Inc., an organization committed to researching and providing education on the impact of sexual trauma in and on the Black community, while also creating resources to aid in collective and individual healing. Why? Because it's necessary. And on this podcast, we're going to be talking about all the different ways our trauma can be impacting our right now reality. And this goes for our relationship with ourselves, with others, with abundance, with our sexuality, with all of the things. We're going to talk about it and bring some light to it so that once conscious, we can choose. And if we choose to do the work, then Heal on Purpose is the place to be. You ready? Let's go. Hey, hey, it's Linda Renee, aka Docu Rock, and I am here with a very special episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock. Today is the very first day of Black Sexual Assault Awareness Week. For the first time ever, we have a week dedicated to the lived experience of Black folks with a history of sexual trauma, abuse, assault, harassment. We are highlighting us. For those who don't know, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and your girl has been busy since last month, really getting this together. And some folks have asked, like, for what though? Like, why are you doing this? Because it's necessary. It is necessary that we highlight what is going on in the community so that we can bring it to the forefront. Because once we bring it to the light, then we can see what it is, and then we can consciously choose to do things that can help us release attachment to the old stories, the trauma, the triggers, the patterns, and we can move in a direction of whatever we consider personally our highest self, right? As we are on this road of what I like to call self-mastery. And self-mastery to me means that you are more in control of how you respond to being triggered, because it's not that the triggers go away per se, but that you are able to navigate how they affect you. You are able to be intentional with your response versus reacting. You are conscious of how it affects you so that you can choose how you want to move and respond to those triggers. That to me is self-mastery, right? Not that you will never be affected again, because we're humans and life is going to life. However, you have the capacity to be intentional and thoughtful about how you move. So let's get into this week a little bit. So today is day one. And today we are focusing on the lived experience of Black men. And for those who don't know, there's a live series happening on Instagram today. I was late getting this podcast out because, real talk, I was focused on getting this together. So my goal as I'm recording this is to get this out in time for people, at least some folks, to hear it so that they can jump on the live. In the event folks don't, or I don't get this done in time, all of the lives will be saved and they will be uploaded to the healonpurpose.inc Instagram page. They'll be shared on the Facebook page. I will probably even try to figure out how to get them on the website. So don't worry, you'll be able to find these conversations. But today we are focusing on Black men. And the conversation I'm going to specifically have, and pause before I get there. My goal was to have this conversation with someone, right? I did not want to be the only voice expressing around these different topics. So I reached out to a whole bunch of different fellas. You know, I reached out to about 10 to 12 Black men asking for their support by jumping on the live with me. And for various reasons, you know, couldn't nobody pull up. And it is what it is, right? There's a part of me that wants to feel away. There's a part of me that kind of wants to take it personal. There's a part of me that wonders, is this just what it is, that it's difficult to get Black men to have these conversations? Or is it just, you know, people couldn't make it because schedules? And it's probably all of that. So with that being said, I'm going to be having this particular conversation by myself. And the topic and the focus will be that Black men's consent matter. That just because this whole idea about men in general being they ready, they've steady ready, right? Whenever it comes to sex, it trigger and they ready to go. That they are open to any type of advance from, well, we'll make it binary for this particular conversation because that is unfortunately how society has set it up here in the U.S., is that to a female's sexual advances, that they're just supposed to be okay with it. And that's not what it is. Men get to say no. Men get to say and have boundaries. You don't get to just have access to a man's person because they're a man. And then if they feel a way about it, then they are called gay, right? Because still that is one of the biggest insults to a heterosexual man is that they're gay. And so people are quick to use that language to shame a man who doesn't want the advances, who are not open or receptive to sexual advances from a woman. And it's still ridiculous in this day and age that that is still an issue, but it is. And so I'm going to throw a few stats from the Our Data Matters survey we did. So shout out to that. It is still available for you to access it. You could go on healonpurpose.org. That's the website. You tap on research. You can get access to the survey. I'm asking that everybody Black fills it out. And if you're not Black, that you share with people who are Black. And the reason for it is so that we can get more data. The whole purpose of the survey is to find out the prevalence of sexual trauma in the Black community. So if you've never had any, please still go ahead and fill it out. We need to know how much is happening just as much as we need to know how much it is not happening. So fill it out. And you'll also see the report that was created once we reached over 100 participants. So now I believe we're at 112 at the last time I checked, but the report is based off the first 105 people who filled it out. And in that report, you will find that Black men receive lots of advances that they did not ask for and or consent to. One of the things that really I found eye-opening was a question that said or asked about whether or not Black men had sex with someone, even when they did not want to, because they felt like they could not say no. And out of all of the men that filled out this survey, 50% said that they had engaged in sexual activities that they did not want to engage in because they felt like they could not say no. Imagine that. Here's another question for the men. So this question was, have you experienced the following? Someone purposely brushing up against you or touching you in a sexual way without your permission. 61% of participants who are assigned male at birth said yes, that they've been touched without their damn permission. Like, keep y'all hands to yourselves. What is happening? This is what we teach young children. Don't touch people without their permission. Keep your hands to yourself. And some more stats real quick. We're going to get more into this. Have you experienced the following? Someone sending you sexually explicit content you didn't ask for. So we've all heard about the DPs, right? The dick pics that people get without solicitation. However, 72% of men said that they've received the same type of content. Like, what's happening out here in these streets? Let's take it to partnered situations. So this question asks about Has a romantic partner had sex with you against your will and without your consent? 11% of though the men who filled this out said yes. We also asked about the military. So I'll just give you this real quickly and then we'll wrap up the stats and you can go and read the report to find out more about what is the prevalence of sexual trauma in the Black community based off this very small sample. The goal is to get more people to fill it out so we get more information, more data. The more data we have, the more resources we can create that specifically meets the needs of the community and specific demographics within the community. So when it comes to the military, what was said is that the men experienced more sexual harassment while the women endured multiple forms of sexual assault, including rape and attempted rape. So we'll wrap up the stats there, but I share this so we can get an idea of the fact that this isn't just happening to women, non-binary people, etc. This also happens to men, and I'm pretty sure it happens way more often than what we were able to capture in this report, because unfortunately, we got a very, very small sample of men who completed the survey. So the goal is to get more men to be willing to share their story and share their experiences so that we can make sure that we are providing these Black men with what they need. Because what we do know is that men are impacted by sexual assault, rape, trauma, harassment, just like anybody else. Black men are human and they are impacted and influenced by their experiences, even if they are not conscious of that impact. We see how they operate, how they move, how they relate to themselves and to others, that they are impacted by their history of trauma. There's been more conversation lately in the media. I won't say any specific celebrity's name, but there's been conversation about how they're being touched, grabbed by their genitals. And if they say something, if they complain, they're a bitch, you know, they're this, they're that. And so a lot of times, in order to keep up this facade of quote unquote manhood, which is being taught that you just have to accept getting your dick grabbed. Like, I don't, what is this? What is this about for real? That you don't have the autonomy to say, please don't touch me? Or fuck that. Keep your goddamn hands off me? Because if you use that type of language, if you come with that type of energy, now you're mad. Now you're aggressive. Now you're the problem. There's an issue here. And I'm not going to make this podcast episode too long because I'm assuming that you hear what I'm saying. The situation right now has been and continues to be real fucked up. Right? You go and you smack a dude on the ass and that's supposed to be okay. Just like it's not okay if this happens to a woman, it's not appropriate. No matter who the human is, don't touch anybody's body without their consent. Don't feel as if you are owed a sexual response from another human because they happen to have a penis between their legs. So if you look at them and you tossing some sexual attention at them, the expectation is that they're supposed to rise to the occasion because it's available, it's accessible. I just want us to consider these things. And what are we teaching? What are we replicating? And for the men, what do you feel you need in order to feel safe to say no? Do you think about the response if you are not in the mood, even if you're in partnership? If your significant other is trying to come on to you, you're just not in the mood, you're just not in the right mind frame, do you feel like you can say no? Do you feel like it's okay? Are you in that type of relationship? If you are hanging out with the guys at the club and there's somebody trying to holler at you, but you're just not interested, do you feel like you have to pander to the peer pressure in the moment? Because like, man, dude, why you ain't trying to holler? They trying to throw the panties at you. They throwing the drawers at you. Ain't trying to hit that. Man, you a bitch. Your punk ass. What you mean you ain't gonna try and hit? Is this still the conversation that fellas are having? Is this still the type of peer pressure that you all are placing on one another? I'm just asking. I don't know. Which is why it would have been nice to have a fellow on here with me to be able to answer these questions. So I'm going to ask you all, please feel free to respond by leaving a comment, shoot me an email, YolindaRenee@HealOnPurpose.org. What are your thoughts? What are your responses? Is this still a thing? Are men creating safe space for other men to be able to be in a place where this isn't the only thing on their mind or the priority? Have we gotten to that space and that place yet? I have so many more questions. There'll probably be a part two because I'm going to get somebody to have this conversation with me. Believe that. But this is just a little snip. Just want to give people an opportunity to contemplate some of these thoughts. Until next time, this is Yolinda Renee, a.k.a. Docu Rock. And around here we what? We heal on purpose. Until next time, peace. And that has been another episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock, where we are bringing the lived experience of Black folks to the forefront with the first ever Black Sexual Assault Awareness Week, because we are still in April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Now, look, I tried to bring y'all something last month for Women's History Month. Now, we still pulled up. We had our catalytic conversation where we chopped up the movie A Monster's Ball, which was a historical win for Halle Berry, but we couldn't get any good audio, but we were still putting in that work. But I'm going to make up for, because every day this week, Monday through Friday, I'm going to be dropping these shorter episodes where we highlight a different demographic within the community and their experience when it comes to sexual trauma. Now, for Tuesday through Friday, I got somebody else pulling up with me, so make sure you stay tuned and you're tapped in at healonpurpose.inc on Instagram, where these conversations will be happening. Look, y'all, I am so excited that we are doing this. It culminates in an event on April 21st here in Chicago. So if you're in the city, pull up. You can find out more about that on the website and the Instagram page in the link tree. In the meantime, I love y'all lots. Make sure y'all stay tapped in, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, because we're going to keep this going. All right. Holla back. Peace.